In the second half of the 19th century, it's manufacturing that brings people to Santa Cruz. A small rural town, Santa Cruz is blessed with an abundance of natural resources. In 1866, the first hot saltwater bathhouse west of the Mississippi opens in Santa Cruz at the beach.
37-year-old Michael Huber had some things in his past that he preferred to keep secret. The military, already at high alert, was directed into a number of new assignments designed to both protect the American people and weed out the perpetrators wherever they were. It was during the autopsy when the operation from the previous year was called into question. During the procedure, what is known as a distal incision is created over the lumbar spine area. It is common for the surgeon to require self-retaining retractors to be placed to aid in hemostasis or the stopping of any excess bleeding. In the first decade of the 20th century, apprentices across the country were often denied a journeyman's card or their apprenticeship was extended to keep them at a lower wage level. Employers feared that newly graduated apprentices would leave and apply their newly learned skills elsewhere. With great secrecy, in April of 1945, this deadly shipment departed from a Norwegian port under Nazi control on its way to Japan. The method of transit was aboard a German submarine, the U-234. Had it arrived, the Japanese may well have armed and used two of the German V-1 rockets that they were now manufacturing. Mending hearts and lives was the first order. Americans from every rank and position gave of their hearts and means to begin the healing process. Things went well that year, and the business experienced a great deal more growth. So much growth, in fact, that it soon became necessary to expand into the available space next door. Construction began just as the Nestor's son John was graduating from Princeton.